You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on the show, I'm talking with Sophie Ali. She's talking to me from Switzerland, Basel. Sophie, thank you so much for being with me today.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
So let's talk about what you're doing right now and what role. What are you involved with at the moment, where you are, or if you want to talk about something that's just wrapping up?
You start with a kind of difficult question, somehow. but it's a question I'm quite interested in, and I'm trying hard to define what I'm doing. It's quite unclear for me. It's very difficult to define, but basically, I can say that I am running a website called We Find Wellness. And then I'm also working on some kind of project that include art, editing, writing, whatever I think, working in the context more and the media.
Okay, and so let's talk about, these are two projects, separate projects. Maybe we should talk about wefindwildness.com, right? This is the website. Tell me a little bit about how this began and what the idea was for this, because there are very interesting images on there. There'll be a link to this so people can see this and explore. But what was the idea for this website? How did this come about, this project?
Oh, it started with no ideas. I have to say, to be quite clear, it started really with no ideas, no concept. It started more out of boredom. I was surfing a lot, and I had at that time kind of a lot of free time, and I thought, why not me? Why I should try it? I can do that, or just out of fun. And very quick, I noticed that that I could meet a lot of people through the website. That it was a very always a good opportunity to meet the people, to say, hey, I'm in town, I'm in your town, I want to meet you, or I want a coffee with you, and that's how it started. Really, but I have to say that
I like that. Just to stop there, it was about coffee and meetings and coffee. It sounds like that was the
coffee,
beginning.
Yeah. The beginning is still the opening the fragmented way is like opening the platform. But after very quick, I thought it's a great thing, like meeting all those people.
So let's talk a little bit about that. I want to get into what it is, but also those meetings and that collaboration process, I think, is special because you started, as you say, kind of nothing, no ideas. And so how are those meetings structured? What are some of the things that happen at those meetings?
That's the thing. It's like I'm never really, for the blog, at least, it's never out of a concept or whatever. It's always from my interest and my way of sharing or collaborating. But actually, I don't like the word collaborating really with the blog because it's never been out of that. When I was meeting the people, it was really out of I wanted to meet those people, and I've never asked for an interview, for instance. It was really I never asked for something. It was really the pure meeting. And I used to say that it was like dating. It was like, okay, I just contacted the person, and then I say, yeah, you know, I'm at this cafe, and I'm waiting for you, and then we were texting a bit, and then we met, and after a while, I think the two, I would say the three first years, I met like one person a week. I did not know, like really not know. And I used to say that I was kind of addict to dating, to date. And so it was it never had a structure or whatever. It was really kind of fluid and then it grew into
we find wildness, these dates that you're as you say, or became addicted to, the meeting of it that resulted in that project or led to it.
No, I never really, to be honest, I never really thought about the audience I can have with the blog. It's never been really like, strangely, I always share the things or the art or the works or the text. I found that was for me important in my research at that moment and still like that. It was more a tool for me, a tool for meeting people, a tool for thinking about art and thinking about artworks and thinking about image online and or do I situate myself with that. And it's and after I'm super glad that I have some people who are following me and telling me it's good, but or they have feedback, but it's never been that much important for me, I have to say. If it answer your question,
the audience,
I'm not sure.
The feedback or the audience, you mean, hasn't been that important.
Yeah, it's never been, I mean, for me, it's never been the main point. So I just don't know how to explain, but it's never, for me, it was a tool, more a tool that I'm using, but never been like, I'm glad I have also that I have an audience, but it's never been a goal in itself.
And so let's talk a little bit about We Find Wildness and what it is now. Is it kind of growing by itself? How do you contribute to it now? What has it become, do you think? Is it still this tool? Is it a tool for you, really? Or yeah, I know it's a big question. Sorry, ma'am.
Yeah, it's a big question, but I think it's a question I ask myself probably every day. Like, I'm like, what is it for me right now? Because of course my life is changing, and it's evolving also with my life, and it also evolves with my thinking, what I am seeing, and or do I situate myself with the website? And so it's very difficult to answer, but I think it's still a tool, and it's still something like a tool to share, because I think maybe what I did not explain, it's like when I was 16, I grew up in a very small village, and my parents are not into art, not into that. So, and in this village, I really felt like kind of alone, I would say. And one day I went, I think I was not 16, I was 15. One day I went to holidays with my parents and I found a really great magazine. And when I saw that magazine, I opened it and I was completely mind blown. And I asked my dad to buy it to me. And I think I read everything, like from the first letter to the last letter, and I was completely mind blown. And suddenly I thought, like, oh my God, I'm not alone. And that was very powerful.
This was an art magazine you were looking at.
Yeah, that was kind of art magazine, photography magazine. It was a bit edgy. I mean, I cannot watch it anymore. But at that time, when I discovered it, it was really like a big thing for me, and really like open, like a new world. Really, it was, and I thought, oh, it's great, it exists somewhere. And I think I like to think that with the blog, I try to do that. I try to make it to say to some kind of people, or like maybe think people who are alone. In Alaska, or I don't know, and they open the blog and they think, oh, that's art. That is possible. There are some people doing that. And I think that was a bit my idea, or what I would like, I still want to go.
I love that. Yeah, of course, that's a wonderful way of talking about meeting an audience, and especially with those that first experience, because I think we've all had a first experience like that, where there was some kind of artwork or art show or publication where it struck a chord like nothing else. That's fascinating. So that's what's happening now. And is there something else we should talk about? What else are you doing in the context of this? Are you also teaching? What else are you doing besides the blog?
I'm not teaching. I'm a bit in a kind of in 2 weeks, like even less than 2 weeks, in 10 days. I am doing the master in fine arts in Basel. So I go back to school. So it was also a question with what I'm doing with the website. And I'm kind of very excited to go into school with this website, with this big suitcase that I did for like almost 10 years. So I'm kind of like quite excited to see what is going to happen there.
Well, it sounds exciting. I mean, this I don't know how you frame what it is that you're doing or how other students might, but is there a different, there's the history of the internet and using the internet and artists using it in different ways keeps changing, right, as new tools come about. Those older things can't be shown anymore. What is it that you're working with right now? How do you see it? Are we in like the plug-in age, or I know this is also a big question, but
I think,
an artist, as a learner, what is this 2.3? You know what I mean? Is it?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think right now I think it didn't really change what I'm working on or what I'm working with. What I like, and so when I have invitation to do some projects, it's like I like to question and the context or the medium or the space or the people in the space, and then to go to some kind of boundary, not boundaries because probably it's wrong, but probably some limits, and to also my own limits, but also being kind of very interested to be specific in general. And I think, for instance, and I think with the website, I think this is what I am doing also. Like I'm specific for that place online, for that time also. And whatever project is coming, it's always into this thinking and into this process of the context and of the space I have.
And that's clear, and I'm so glad we talked about that work, and I wish you exciting things for when you get back. Before we go, I wanted to ask you what you're reading now. A question I ask everybody at the end.
Yes, I'm just starting, so I cannot really talk that much about it, but I read it in French, but the title in English is The Theater of the Oppressed by Augusto Boal. Boal? I think it's Boal, I guess. It's probably we say Boal. I don't know if you know it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm reading that. Well, I'm also really interested into performance, and also when a situation can become art also, and when can the spectator become performer, and that when the border between the border between the context is like shifting, that's also something that is I think interesting me, and that's why I think it's interesting in this book.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and
thank you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.